Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Answer. We're going to start out with a little bit of a disagreement as it relates to a federal grant for curbside recycling. And joining us is Sydney Torres from Ivy Waste. Sydney, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Noel.
So, Sydney, this is allegedly a $3.9 million federal grant dating back to 2023. The funds need to be spent by March of 2026. It went before a committee for approval. It passed. It now goes to the council, and this changes the way that we do this from opting in, meaning putting your name on a registry that you want to recycle garbage, to assuming that everybody wants to and you need to opt out now. And you say that this is going to be a capacity problem for the city. Tell us why.
Well, it's more than a capacity problem. The city has a $100 million deficit, and at the end of the day, this is going to be, if somebody gives you a racehorse that's worth $500,000, that doesn't mean it's free. You got to pay for the stable, you got to pay for the food, you got to pay for the vet, you got to pay for the jockey, and that's what's going to happen here. When the grant runs out, first off, we did a poll with Ron Fauché. 85% of the people that we polled said they don't want it. They don't want a can drop in front of their house. We have a perfectly operating 311 system. Anybody who wants a recycling can go to the 311 system, register. The city will bring your can, no problem. I think that system works great. It's wonderful. It's been working. This is a plan that was done under the Biden administration with LaToya Cantrell's administration to get this grant. They did no outreach with any of the neighborhood groups. That's all I've been doing is talking to neighborhood groups. And they don't know anything about it. They're not happy with it. They don't want it. And I want to correct you there. The council, the committee didn't approve it. When they brought this up to the committee, they were all kind of people frustrated that there was no outreach with the stakeholders involved. And so what they did was they didn't recommend going forward with it or not, but it is going, it was supposed to go forward to the council tomorrow. I'm not sure that's still going to happen. I'm hearing some things that it might be pushed off. But at the end of the day, this is a bad, bad idea. Currently, they can't even enforce the law about bringing your cans in after service day, and there's carts scattered all over the street. For $1.5 million, you can't educate. Look at the litter all over the interstates. Look at the roads. Look at the roadways. $1.5 million to educate in a year's time is not enough time to educate, and you can't force people to do this. And what's going to happen is currently the current facility that's here in New Orleans shuts down. It was shut down 40 days out of a 6-month period. And that causes not just myself, but Richards Disposal, Waste Pro, to have to store materials or bring it to Baton Rouge. And all of us, the three contractors, are completely opposed to this plan. They've all expressed this to the sanitation director and Greg Nicholson. I heard him on earlier. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to come on and tell the full story. This is a horrible idea. The city's got a $100 million deficit, and they really need to get all the facts on this and do community outreach and redirect this grant. They have until the end of March. They're trying to rush it through because they're worried about Trump pulling it, and they're worried about losing it. But you shouldn't force something that is not going to work and not have community.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Engagement.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. They're worried about the PR around this grant expiring and them not spending it. You know, because I, a lot of people spend a lot of time talking about the city's ability to receive all of this grant money. They claim that of the $4 million that they, $3.9 million that they're going to receive, about 80, it would cover new plastic carts and 10,000 black recycling carts. And it would pay for a 10-year master plan. But what happens when the grant runs out? The sanitation department's running a projected $35 million deficit this year, ran a 20-something million dollar deficit last year, and a $14 million deficit the year before. Where's the money going to come from? And anytime they tell me that what they divert from the landfill is going to make up the difference is bullshit in my mind. Your thoughts?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is all like an addict not wanting to see that he has a problem. I mean, it's like you've got all the experts telling them and that there's issues with this, and they don't want to hear it. All they want to do is force. We don't want to lose the money. What they're not looking at, the sanitation department is going to be on the hook for these 85% of the people that were pulled that don't want it to go and pick these cans up after they pay somebody to deliver them with this grant. And it's going to end up costing the taxpayers. They have no numbers on this. They have no budget on exactly how much this is going to cost. And believe it or not, a lot of these council members are getting it. They're understanding it. They're hearing it. They're visualizing this. They see the deficit in the sanitation department and how bad it is. And there's a new mayor coming in, new council coming in. This is an absolute rush job, and they need to pump the brakes, give it time to really study this program and see what's the long-term effect. Because just because somebody wants to give you something, you got to look at the long-term cost of this, Newell, and they're not doing that.
Well, you know, these grants, they all do this. You start a program, but you got to have a plan in place if you're going to keep it going, right?
Correct.
What the hell does 83,000 plastic cart, you know, rolling plastic carts do for us?
That's the thing. And the bigger issue is can you imagine walking out on your street? And a lot of these people in Lakeview, Uptown, and even, you know, through the Ninth Ward, New Orleans East, I couldn't believe the amount of people in New Orleans East that don't want this. They said, right now, we walk outside, you might have one or two cans on our block that people have. And I said, well, I've been calling neighborhood groups, talking to all these people. And I said, well, would you want one? Would you use it if it gets dropped off? We don't have a second can in our house to separate plastic. We're not going to be washing out milk cartons to put in the can. So it's going to get contaminated. And the sanitation department's like, oh, we're going to put an oops sticker on it. And then the second week you go pick it up, you put another oops sticker. The city's going to report and write a ranger or get them to write a note to the person who put the contamination. And then we're going to send somebody from the sanitation department to go pick these up. Do you think these people in New Orleans are going to listen to an oops sticker and deal with this? That there's other bigger problems like paying bills and dealing with living life.
Well, it's not even just in the city of New Orleans. The tendency is you don't see that done just about anywhere here, right? Let me ask you this question. My gut tells me if you gave the choice to the citizens of the city of New Orleans between doing this recycling deal and a second pickup, overwhelmingly they're going to tell you we want our second pickup back. Your thoughts?
Oh, we hear that. We hear that all the time. I do have to say that honestly, we priced it both ways. There's not a lot of people that need it, but there are a lot of people that want it back because they feel like they're paying for it. They have not really been educated on the fact that the cost just went up nationwide on hauling garbage, period, and it's gone up everywhere, Jefferson, all through the region. So it's not anything that is just to New Orleans, but they were not even educated when it went from twice a week to once a week, and so they feel like, well, we're already paying for twice. You cut our service. So, yeah, I mean, throwing out these cans, I'd much rather educate people about the once a week they can get a second can, or discussions about twice a week. But, I mean, this is not well thought out. This is a rush job. It's all about losing the grant, and they need to pump the brakes and get community engagement involved, because a lot of these people throughout these neighborhood groups are not for it, and they don't want it.
So, you know, I've been a little critical of all of a lot of the rhetoric around what's being talked about by not only the mayoral candidates, but, you know, the council folks. And this is a classic example of there's not a plan in place. I mean, when you're running a deficit, as you point out, we can't even figure out what that deficit is. I mean,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And running a deficit, and we're going to take some money. We're going to spend it. Most of it is going to go into goods in order to provide the service, very little money to provide the service. And it's like, how do they make a presentation and even consider this, or be willing to bring it before the body when there's no plan? I mean, it's like, how are you going to pay for this? I mean, a lot of this is great. It's wonderful. It's aspirational, you know, but we don't have the money. It's not there.
If you look at Jefferson Parish, they canceled recycling because there's no money in the deal for that. And I know that River Birch does a great job out in Jefferson, but there's no recycling there. People are canceling recycling all over because it's very costly to do. At the end of the day, 52% of the city recycles right now in our area. And out of the 52% that recycles, 25 to 30% of that is contaminated currently. Instead of going out and dropping 83,000 carts, why don't we use the money for education? If we can go back to EPA, renegotiate the deal, and educate the current people who are recycling through the 311 program, because they're contaminating the loads right now. Get the people who are doing it right, get the foundation strong, but yet you want to go and throw 83,000 carts on top of a system that's already 25 to 30% aren't following it, and they know the rules of how to do it. Can you imagine what's going to happen when you drop 83,000 for people that didn't want them, that are used to twice a week? What are they going to use this for? They're going to use it for garbage. And guess who's going to be on the hook for that? The hauler. And guess what? This facility here cannot handle it with that much volume, so we're going to be bringing it to the landfill anyway because we're not going to be able to handle it. So it's just a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, we'll see whether or not the council is going to take this under consideration. I suspect they will not, and I think it's prudent for them to wait, quite frankly.
I agree.
I wouldn't vote on anything where you're spending this type of money, whether it be grant money or otherwise, if there's not a 10-year plan out there that's being proposed or something along those lines as to how you're going to finance this, until you can figure out how much in the hole you actually are.
I agree with you, Newell. And you got to look at the stakeholders that are pushing this. The guys who are pushing this are like the Recycling Foundation and these individuals that work with the Sanitation Department. They're all coming out speaking in favor of it, whether they work for Mardi Gras for the city and they want to, you know, help out the Sanitation Department to promote this. These stakeholders like the Recycling Foundation, they're after 5 or 6 months, they get their money, they're gone. They don't have to deal with New Orleans anymore in this deal. And they can't point to one thing that or one area that has this size that they've ever done this in. I mean, we've asked to let us fly out there and meet with the individuals, and they're like, oh, well, we need to be there to connect you to them. You can't go meet with them by yourselves. Why? Because you don't want them to tell us the truth. And that's the bottom line. So, look, I agree with you. I hope the council defers this. I hope they really let the new administration and the other council members that are coming in make this decision. But it needs to be more community engagement. There needs to be more studying, more budgeting. And we really need to look at not developing another department for recycling and adding more employees when we got a $100 million deficit, and the sanitation department is one of the biggest culprits of the deficit. So why are you adding a whole new department and going to put a plan out like this without any, you know, facts and getting all the facts to the council and the residents of the city of New Orleans?
These are what I call sound bites, Sydney. You know, people that just engage in these sound bites, they get the clicks, it feels good. You know, people, oh, man, that's great. Yeah. And then, you know, 3 months later, you're sitting before a council meeting and the whole financial picture is turned upside down. There's 100%. No ROI. There's no diversion of garbage from, you know, the landfills. And no one ever tells you what the actual costs per unit, whatever unit they use in the trash business, actually is in arrears.
It's just a bunch of
look back to say, this is what it actually costs for us to get rid of 10 pounds of recycled whatever, in the year 2024.
It's a bunch of it's a bunch of clickbait type stuff, words that people grab onto. But when it comes time to seeing, you know, when the rubber meets the road, the amount of research that needs to be done, like when you were sheriff, and I know as a businessman, I have a bunch of businesses, and my people come to me and say, hey, we want to switch payroll companies. Do you think I'm just going to do that? Absolutely not. I want to know what's the long-term effects, who's going to do the implementation, the execution, what's the cost, you know, on all the fees. I mean, I'm not just going to push a button and go forward because some salesman is pushing me on doing something like that. I think we have a smart enough council to know not to fall for this, and hopefully they push this off and we can redirect this grant if it doesn't get canceled, to education and beefing up the 311 system so that we can get people to register and focus on building a facility that can handle the capacity, because right now the one that we have here is not big enough to handle it.
Well, there's no doubt that this council has been educated under the Cantrell administration, that you don't trust much of anything that comes there, and you got to go figure it out for yourself, because they have spent the last 4 years trying to remediate decisions and presentations like this one. And that's why they're not going to vote on this tomorrow.
Right. And that's why it's so frustrating. You hear these candidates like out there saying, oh, well, you know, the council has been chaos. And no, the council has been doing a lot to stop the chaos and really to commit our city to things that we're already needing to clean up. That's going to take a long time to clean up. So at the end of the day, they're doing their job. The Supreme Court acknowledged that when they ruled on the French Quarter deal. And at the end of the day, I think this needs to pump the brakes, give it time to breathe, let everybody get engaged. We have until March. The election's October 11th, and then we can decide how we move forward.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for spending some time with us this morning on this very important issue before we go stepping into this quagmire, like many others that we have. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Noel.
All right. That's Sidney Torres, Ivy Waste. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.